Yeah, them. They're not chanami. Themselves separately, you could have a few women together bringing a korban pesach. Therefore, there's no spirit according to Rabbi Yehuda. Havada, one ish alone cannot bring it, but two could. Gufa. What did we learn before? Isha v'rishoin, or isha on korban pesach rishoin is shechten oleh b'fnei atzma. She's allowed to bring her own korban. No, she's mechuyev to bring a pesach rishon. Uvesheni. What about in the case where the isha was tamei meis? She couldn't bring the first one, and now she wants to bring a Pesach Sheni. Is oisin oisa tfeilu lachirim? She becomes a tefil secondary to the other people. In other words, she can't bring her own korban right now. She's only secondary. She can be part of somebody else's korban. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That an isha is mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, only a Pesach Sheni she's not mechuyev. Just if she wants to, she could bring it. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Isha v'sheni shechten aleha b'fnei yatzma. Yossi says no. If an isha was tomei b'pesach rishon, and now it comes pesach sheni, she has a chiyuv to bring the korban, and she can bring the korban for herself. The ain tzaruch lenu b'rishon, and for sure the same halacha applies to pesach rishon. In other words, if Yossi holds that an isha is mechuyev zayin pesach rishon and zayin pesach sheni, in the case where they were tomei l'meis the first pesach, they have to bring a pesach sheni. Not like Rabbi Yehuda that says an isha and pesach sheni is potter. Rabbi Yosi holds no, an isha is the same thing like a man. Rabbi Shimon, says isha v'rishon. He holds no. Even a woman, even on the first yom tov pesach rishon, is also potter. No oisin oisa tfeilu lacherim. If they want to, they can bring a korban. They can be part of somebody else's korban. But by themselves, they have no chiyuv to bring their own korban. That's how Rabbi Shimon, even pesach rishon. The sheni. What about, let's say they were Tomei Meis and Pesach Rishon, and now it comes Pesach Sheni, and they want to be a Tofel, they want to be included in somebody else's Korban, Hatrem Shimin, Ein Shechton Aleh Koliker. You should know in Pesach Sheni, you're not allowed to include an Ish at all on the Korban. That's Hatrem Shimin. Hey, see, all Pesach Rishon is a Rishus, if they want to, they could, but Pesach Sheni, even if they want to, still they can't. So Mar now explains all these three Shittis. But my kamiflegi, what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That an isha on Yom Tov Sheni he holds is a choyv, and on Yom Tov Pesach Sheni it's only rishus. What's Rabbi Yehuda shesvarim? Rabbi Yehuda sover b'michsas nefoshos v'afilu noshim. By Pesach Rishon it says count the heads, count the nefoshos, even the lady. She's also mechuyv in Pesach Rishon. If you tell me so, maybe even Pesach Sheni Rishon will be mechuyev. In the case that they were tumble and mace of Pesach Rishon, maybe now if they want to bring their own korban of Pesach Sheni, they should be allowed to. So Rabbi Yehuda know. See if the pasuk says, "Cheto yiso yiso ishahu." This man should carry his sin. They're just talking about a person that did not bring a Pesach Rishon. He has to carry his sin. So it's mashma ish in ishaloi. This is a pasuk talking about Pesach Sheni, that only a man has the parasha of Pesach Sheni, has the chiyuv. But an isha does not have a chiyuv. The chiyuv, if you tell me so, maybe they can't even be secondary. Like, even if they want to, maybe they can. How does it view the notice to say that Pesach Sheni, if they want to, they're allowed to? True, they have no chiyuv, but you're telling me if they want to, they can be part of somebody else's korban. How do I know that? So the more ahani kachol chukas haPesach. Before the pasuk says by Pesach Sheni that Pesach Sheni is also kachol chukas haPesach. It has all the halachas of like Pesach Rishon. What does that mean? It helps us at least to tell us that Pesach Sheni, if she wants to, she can bring a Pesach Sheni. Does it have a pasuk to say yiso ishahu that only a man has the chiyah to bring a Pesach Sheni? An isha does not have the chiyah to bring a Pesach Sheni, but the pasuk. Sheni and Isha is not mechuyev to bring, but our co-partner from the pasuk of Gachol Chukas HaPesach, if she wants to, we let her bring it. What does it mean, she wants to? If she wants to be part of somebody else's korban, we let her. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi is at the moment, what's Rabbi Yosi Tam? Rabbi Yosi holds no, an Isha is mamash mechuyev just like an Isha. An Isha is mechuyev just like an Ish. If she wants to, she can bring even a Pesach Sheni. What's his Tam? Rabbi Yosi, my timer. Any nefesh, even an isha, she also has a chiyuv to be part of a pesach rishon. And if she wants to, she can bring her own korban. Uksiva Pesach Sheni V'nichriso HaNefeshim Yisrael. But Pesach Sheni, if somebody does not bring it, he has a chiyuv koris. Is a deal again, nefesh is mashma v'afilu noshim. Even noshim, even women, they also have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. On the case that they were tomei lemeit for Pesach Rishon, they have a chiyuv now to bring a Pesach Sheni. V'afilu noshim. For the more of the yellow, cheto yiso ishahu, lemutri mai, either postik says by Pesach Sheni, a loshim of ishahu, mashma only this man is mechuyin, and not an isha. What do I do with this pasuk ishahu? And the Gemara lamute katin mikoris. That means to tell me a katin, if he doesn't bring a pesach rishon, a pesach sheni, he's potter from koris. That's the pasuk. Cheto yiso ishahu means only a man has a chiyuv koris if he doesn't bring a pesach. But a katin is potter from a pesach from koris. Rashi ksib rishon ish. This is. We have Yeshi Shita. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshi holds an Isha is mamish mechuyiv just like a man. Vayta the Rabbi Shimon. What's the third Shita we have? If Shimon holds, no. That an Isha, even on Rishon, Pesach Rishon is also potter. Just Pesach Rishon, if she wants to, she could bring it and be part of somebody else's korban. But Pesach Sheni, even if she wants to, she can't bring. What's his svara? We have a Shimon. Ksiv Berishon says by Pesach Rishon, Ish. Says the word Ish. We'll soon see where it says the word Ish. Therefore, Yidashas, even my Pesach Rishon, who has the Chiev, Ish, in Ishaloi. Only a man has a Chiev to bring a Pesach Rishon, and not an Isha. The Chitim, if you tell me so, maybe even if they want to be part of somebody else's korban, a man's korban, maybe they can't. How does Rav Shimon know that if they want to, they could be part of somebody else's korban? It helps them, a co-part of the Pesach, but Michsas Nefoshes. Let's fail up. The Pesach does say a word, Nefoshes, Mashm, any Nefesh, any person could bring a Pesach Sheni, a Pesach Rishon, so that helps. If they want to, they can be part of somebody else's korban. Toss out to Rav Shimon. If you tell me so, maybe Afilu B'Sheni Nami, maybe even a Pesach Sheni, if they were Tomei for the first Pesach, maybe if they want to, they could bring a Pesach Sheni. How does Rav Shimon know to say so strong that even if they want to, they cannot bring a Pesach Sheni? Have the Gemara miyat rachmoni b'sheni. Rav Shimon knows there's a special mi. The Torah says clearly no, nothing doing by nisha. The pasuk says cheto yiso isha ish ishahu. We dash an ish in ishalai. Only an ish has a din of pesach sheni and not an isha. So that's Rav Shimon's svar to say the pesach sheni. There's a beferish miyat an isha cannot bring pesach sheni. For the Gemara mimay dekamayat lei. From what it would be Mamayat and Isha not to bring a Pesach Sheni. If you want to tell me there's no Chiyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, this is all part of Shimon Svarah. If you tell me now this Pesach Ish means that an Isha has no Chiyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, for the Gemara, that's Pshita, I don't need a Pesach for that. Hashda Barishan Loi. According to Reb Shimon Od, even Pesach Rishon, an Isha has no Chiyiv to bring. So Vishani mi boy, there's no Havamin in the world to say that an Isha should have a Chiyiv to bring a Pesach Rishon. Madlach she's potter for Pesach Rishon, Pshita she's potter for Pesach Rishoni. So this is Rav Shimon saying, what do I need a meat for? For Yishahu, to say that an Isha is potter for Pesach Sheni. What's the potter? If she's potter from the Chiyiv, Pshita there's no Chiyiv. Elo lav mitfelo. And the Maraposka is telling us, even in a case where she just wants to, like some Chesashus, she wants to be part of somebody's carbon Sheni, you don't let her. For Pesach Sheni, she can't even be a tefela. That's Rav Shimon's svara. Now, for the Gemara, my ish. Where's the pasuk ish that says by Pesach Rishon that there's a miyat that an isha has no chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon? Where's the miyat? Where's this word ish? To come, Rav Shimon. Which word ish does Rav Shimon mean? Inam, if you tell me now from this pasuk, vayikhu lehem ish, sell the base of it that each man has to carve a Pesach for his house. So it says the word ish. Maybe here it means only a man and not an isha. For the Gemara, no, whom he boilei like Rav Yitzchok. This word ish we need from Yitzchak's drasha. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says ish zoicha v'yein katan zoicha. Here it's saying you could buy a korban pesach for a few people. If a few people gave you the money, or else tam you want to buy the korban and be mezakh with everybody else, you could do that. But dafka men are not a katan. A katan can't be mezakh and can't buy for other people. That's the miyatir. We're not talking about an isha. We're being mamayit now a katan. So for this word ish, you have l'raya, not an isha. Tomorrow, Yellow, Meish Lefi Ochle. It says clearly, a man, how much he could eat. So that's the drasha. Thou's command brings a Pesach Rishon and not a Misha. Kedimara now, Hamid Reb Yosi, Savulak Reb Shimon, since Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon. Yeah, like we had before. So Rashi says, Hamid Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi is the one that says the middle shita, that Isha B'Sheni Shechtel of Neyatma. He holds an Isha's Mechuyiv to bring a Pesach Shenizen. Now, it's Rashi, Hamid Reb Yosi, Savulak Reb Shimon, the Yen Shechtel Pesach B'Bamas Yochid, M'Lesuchel is Boyach. He also dashed into possibly form M'Lesuchel is Boyach, to say that you can't bring a carbon on a bamas yochid. This is an issa. So now, Hamid the Reb Yosi Sovlo Kreb Shimon is the Chur Reb Shimon Nami Sovlo Kreb Yosi. Reb Shimon should also hold like Reb Yosi. So if you ask Reb Shimon Nami Sovlo Kreb Yosi, the Yalef Me'isht Lefi Ochloi, She Shoychet Pesach Al Yochid. That Reb Yosi's Svar was that a yochid could bring carbon Pesach. How does he know it from? For the word Me'ishma for Yochloi, that even one person could bring a Korban Pesach, is the Loi Srila Kavosai. How does he know a person could bring it? So the Zoi, the Humi Boilei, the Sherftan of Pesach Ala Yochid. So how could you tell me now Reb Shimon holds? How do we know an Isha can't bring a Korban? Because the Apostle says, Ishma for Yochloi, I Reb Shimon needs this word Ish to tell me, no, that even a single man could bring his own Pesach Rishon. So how could you tell me Reb Shimon says, where's my word ish that says by Pesach Rishon, a man only and not an isham, from this pasuk ish lefi yochla techaisu? Before, no. Did Warren said that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, that one person can bring his own carbon Pesach. How does he know that? From this pasuk ish lefi yochla techaisu. So you need this pasuk to teach me that one single person can bring his own carbon Pesach. They had it on Amud Aleph. So how could Reb Shimon now use this word ish to teach me and not an isham? Have the Gemara Omaloch. In came nichta rachmon lefi ochloi. If just to teach me about eating, it should have said lefi ochloi, that one person could eat by himself. My ish, why does it say an extra word? Ish, shamat minot harti. Reb Shimon holds, I hear two things from this pasuk. One thing is that one person has the right to bring his own korban pesach, and secondly, ish means only a man has a chiyuv and not an isha. That's Reb Shimon shita. That by pesach rishon, isha has no chiyuv. If she wants to, she could. Pesach Sheni, even if she wants to, she can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Mark Shaman Hazla Hod Yom Reb Lezim. Who does Reb Lezim go like? So what he says, Shaman Hazla Hod Yom Reb Lezim, Isha Barishan Choyvim. An Isha and Pesach Rishan, Shemamash has a Choyv to bring the Pesach Rishan. Ove Sheni Rishut. And a Pesach Sheni, if she was tummy the first one, and she didn't bring it, if she wants to, she could. It's only called the Rishut. So is that like the Chur? That's like Reb Yehuda. That was our Reb Yehuda Shita here. That said that on Isha, the first one, she could bring her own korban, and the second one, she's going to be a tuffel. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Now here it ends off, V'doich yes a Shabbos. And you should know, even on Shabbos, she could bring it. Freti Gemara, his Avim Minra, even the Pesach Sheni is Lech a Shabbos. Freti Gemara, Irushus. If Reb Lez only holds that Pesach Sheni is a Rishus, means if she wants to, she could. If not, she doesn't have to. Amai Doich yes a Shabbos. How can you say if Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbos, you have a right to bring the korban then? Why is it there a Shabbos? Eloeva means like this: B'Sheni Rishus. On Sheni Taka Pesach Sheni Tzon Rishus. Uberishon Chayvon. But Pesach Rishon, we have less the holds that there's a chiyah for Nishu to bring the korban Pesach. Memeila v'doich es a Shabbos. And who adin therefore is doich a Shabbos? So the moral command: Reb Yehuda comes out to give Yosef Yehuda Shita. That an Isha and Pesach Rishon has a chiyuv to bring, and Pesach Sheni is a Rishus. If she wants to, she give you a tofel to somebody else. So the Gemara Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ein Oisin Chabura Shekula Gerim. If you have a few people that are Gerim, you don't let them bring a Korban Pesach together. Don't let only Gerim be in a Korban Pesach. Even though they have a chiyuv to bring it, don't let them bring it by themselves. Why? Santi Gemara Shema Yedakdeku Voi. Maybe they'll be so machmer upon themselves. In other words, they don't know the loch too much gerim, but they're from a yidin that became emissary gerim, so they'll be machmer so much upon themselves, we reveal they so. And they'll be machmer because they don't know the loch, they'll go so strict upon themselves of hakeh. They'll be so strict that they'll say the korban is posel, and they won't eat it, and really, really, the korban was kosher. So g'day not to bring the korban, the day posel, you shouldn't have only gerim. Don't be so machmir. Have people rather that know the halacha to be able to tell them the korban is still kosher. And Rashi says, Yedagdik boy, Mishum Shein and B'nai Torah, since they're not B'nai Torah, Yachmiru Olav. They'll be so strict upon themselves, ledagde to be so strict about it, v'yasilu achinam, and they'll come to say, that's possible for no reason. And that's not right. Therefore, don't only have gerim doing it, but have rather people to know the law also. Tana Rabbanan, Pesach u'matzah u'mora barishin. On Pesach, rishin is a chiyuv tit matzah mora. Chayva. Mikan v'yelech rishus. From then on, the first day, after the first day of Pesach, it's only rishus. Reb Shimon Oymer, Reb Shimon says, Ba'anoshim chayva. Men have a chiyuv for the Pesach and matzah mora. U'b'noshim rishus. Women only have rishus if they want to, yes, if not, not. That's what he said. Fretli mora hai. On which case is he going on? Ahai koi. Eli ma Pesach and Korban Pesach. Well, the kasha on the whole Braisa. What is the Braisa going on? Eli ma Pesach is going on the Korban Pesach itself. Pesach kol shiva miiko. What does the Braisa start off saying? That Pesach matzo mora barishin choyva mikan v'yelech rishus. That means after the first day, the next 7 days, it's a rishus. A Korban Pesach is a rishus. You can't bring the Korban Pesach after the first day. Even the first day not. It's only Erev Pesach you could bring the Korban Pesach. What do you mean it's a rishus from then on? The yellow Elamai Pshita the Bryce is talking about a matzamor. It's only going on matzamor to say the choyv is to eat the first night matzamor. From then on, if you want, you could eat. Or if Zoy Amos say, if you wanted to say, to say, the Shimon Aimer, the Anoshim choyv, men have the chiyuv to eat this matzamor. Or the Noshim Meshus, but women, if they want to, yes, if not, not. For the Gemara, let's tell Reb Shimon, hold the Yom Reb Lezer, Noshim chayov is fachilus matzah dva Torah. Doesn't he hold that women also have a chiyuv to eat matzah in the Raita? Shenema, the Postik says, Loi toichal olav chomitz, shivas yom, loi toichal olav chomitz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzahs. Don't eat chomitz, and he's supposed to eat matzah. So the heck is shiyam. So he dashin, kol shi yeshtem about toichal chomitz. Whoever has the lav not to eat chomitz, is yeshtem ekonecho matzah, is included in the mitzvah to eat matzah. Vahani noshim, these women, hoyo vi yeshtem about toichal chomitz, since they bechal the lav, not eat chametz, because noshim abechal all the lavim. There's only a pter isha by a mitzvah seishes man grama noshim apotah from. But from all lavim of the Torah, noshim amechuyivin. So pshit and isha is bechal this lav of leisoch lalav chametz. Or does I therefore yesh no mekum echol matzah? Pshit and isha is also mechuyiv midiraisa teat matzah by night. Teat matzah by night. So what it's on, so how could you say that an Isha's potter is only Rishut? How could you say an Isha is potter from Matzah? An Isha's Mechuyiv Matzah. Elaima say like this, Pesach, Matzah, Morer, all three of them, Berishon, Choyvah. The first day of Pesach, it's a Choyv, these three things. Mikan, V'yelech, Rishus. From then on, it's Rishus. We have Shimon in there. Pesach, B'yanosh, Inechnami. That's what he says, Rishus, Tak only means the Matzah, Morer's Rishus. Now, Reb Shimon Oymer, Pesach ba'anoshim choyvim, b'noshim rishus. Reb Shimon Tak is only going back to the Korban Pesach. He's not going back to Matzah Moro. Avad is also moidel, anishas mechuyi midiraisa tita matzah. Reb Shimon just going to the Shittosah. We had before, Reb Shimon knows Bechlal Anisha has no chiyiv to bring even Pesach Rishon. It's only a rishus. If they want to, they can be included in somebody else's Pesach by Pesach Rishon. But by Pesach Sheni, Reb Shimon holds, they can't even do that. There's a second meal, Pesach Sheni, Anisha can't bring it at all. Yizak the Mishnah. Oinein, let's say somebody was an Oinein. That means on Erev Pesach, one of his mishpacha was mates, and they didn't make the Kippur yet. So the lachris we had before, he's allowed to have a Korban Pesach brought for him, because by night time he's allowed to eat from the meat. We'll soon see why. But even though they didn't bury your mace yet, you're not tamei, and you're allowed to eat from the korban at night time. Is alocha toivel v'yechlas tischal erev. Even though somebody was maced by you erev Pesach, so don't touch the mace, and go to the mikvah, and when it comes night time, you're allowed to eat the korban Pesach. Avoloi b'kodeshim. But other korbanish are not allowed to eat. Onoinein midirabonon akoponim is not allowed to eat kodeshim even by night time. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Because we hold midiraisa noinein is only the first day. When it comes at night time, you're not called an oinin midirais anymore. So midirais and oinin can't eat kachim. That's only the first day. Once it comes at night time, it's only midirabonin you're not allowed to eat. So the rabbonin did not stop you here from eating the korban pesach, which is the chiyuv koras for not eating it. Mashenken ba'od the kachim, there's only mitzvah say, there the rabbonin still say, an oinin, you're not allowed to eat kachim. Kozman, they didn't make the kfura. Even though it's at night time, it's only midirabonin, still you're not allowed to eat kachim. Now, Hashemeya al Mesai. Let's say somebody heard now that one of his craving was mace, Chveis 30 days ago, a year ago. So Lachar is Drashri Yom Shemua, Hevi Einan the Rabbon. The day you hear about that your Kraven was Mace, you also have to be like Sitshiva now, and you have a shame Einan today, but it's only Mid Rabbonin. So Lachar is, you could bring a Korban Pesach then. Hashir Meyal Mace, you heard news that one of your Kraven was Mace. Or else, the Amalakit Loi Atzomis. You want to move your